Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Commander's Forge. My name is Andy Bentley, and the Forge is an area for me to talk about Magic, Commander, and anything else while I try and focus on this whole thing that's supposed to be, you know, mental health. And today we're going to talk about other stuff. We're going to take a quick step away from Magic, because this week I took a quick step away from Magic. Although I don't know if I can call it quick, considering what I've been doing. I've put almost 40 hours into it this week. So, Baldur's Gate 3 just released the full edition, and this game is everything I ever wanted. It's everything I ever needed. I fell in love with this game. Even though it doesn't run the best on my computer, it runs good enough. So, anybody who's been following me for a while knows that I used to have a D&D group with family and some friends, and that completely fell apart with the pandemic. Everyone's so busy now since the pandemic has not gone away, but relaxed, I guess is the best word for it. And online play just never really seemed to click for any of us. So we haven't played D&D in the better part of 4 years. 5 years at this point? It's been a hot minute. Well, Baldur's Gate 3 gives me the ability to just make a character and influence the world. So today I want to talk about the character I built and where I am so far in the story and what my plans are for the whole story. So I built a tiefling rogue. At level 3, he took the thief subclass. And then at level 6, he multiclassed into paladin. So, yeah, that's kind of the route we're going for. I'm planning on taking him to level 5 paladin to get extra attack. And then I will take the last 2 levels that are allowed in the game in rogue. So I'll end with a level 7 rogue, level 5 paladin. Now, if you aren't familiar with D&D at all, let me tell you why this is a fairly potent combination. It breaks down into 3 words. The first 2 are sneak attack, and the 3rd one is smite. Give me a second, and I will go over everything with that in a second. Okay. So, the rogue is the stealth-based character that does extra damage when they have advantage on their attacks. So, eventually taking my character to a level 7 rogue gives us the... Well, uncanny dodge we get at 5th level. Then at 6th level we take a second expertise. And at 7th level, you get evasion. So, expertise lets you double your proficiency on a skill that you're already proficient in. And then evasion is if you dodge a, area attack, you take 0 damage instead of taking half damage. It's rather quite simple. I like the fact that rogues are kind of like skill junkies. They just want to get as many skills as possible and then be good at a lot of things. So a lot like the bard is kind of like the magical side of the jack of all trades, the rogue is the martial side of it. Another thing I should note is that at 4th level, because of how I built my rogue with the points, I didn't take the ability score increase. I actually took a feat. I took the mobile feat. Now, what this feat does is it gives you an additional 10 feet of movement. Also, whenever you dash, difficult terrain does not eat extra movement. And When you make a melee attack against a creature, you do not provoke opportunity attacks when moving away from them. So I've essentially made him a very mobile damage dealer that can get from one end of the map to the other to help out wherever he's needed. Now, let's talk about Paladin. Now, in Baldur's Gate 3, the Paladin works a little differently than it does in actual D&D. In actual D&D, you don't take your Sacred Oath until 3rd level, but in Baldur's Gate, you choose it as soon as you take any levels into Paladin. So, the biggest thing here is at 2nd level, you get your Divine Smite. And that is the main reason I went into Paladin. So, as long as you can give yourself advantage on the attack, or if they're being threatened by another friendly. So, starting at the 2nd level of Paladin, you get to start using smites. And, well, you can extend a spell slot to deal radiant damage to a target. They take 2d8. Per spell level, and if you can combine that with sneak attack, which currently I have 3d6 to my sneak attack damage, and by the time I'm done it will be 4d6. So imagine, you know, I get my weapon attack roll, which is I believe a d8. Then I get my sneak attack roll, which is 3d6. And then I get to smite on top of that, which is an additional 2d8 at the least. So yeah, that's why I decided to go with what I went with. And as well as the Divine Smite, we also get a fighting style in our spellcasting at level 2. Now, the fighting style I'm probably going to take is going to be the defense fighting style, because I will always be wearing armor. It might always be light armor, but I will always be wearing armor, so a +1 to AC is fine. Dueling doesn't really work for me because he does wield 2 melee weapons when he's in close combat, so that doesn't work for him. Great weapon fighting doesn't work because he doesn't use two-handed weapons, and protection wouldn't work because he does not use a shield. Right. So, as I said, in the game you chose your oath at 1st level. In D&D you choose it at 3rd level. Well, I chose Oath of Vengeance. It just made more sense for the way the character is well built, the way I'm trying to roleplay him in the game. I guess the one thing that I need to check is whether I got my Abjure Enemy and Vow of Enmity abilities when I took it at 1st level. So the Abjure Enemy is, as an action, you can target a creature within 60 feet of you. They make a wisdom save, and if they fail, they're frightened of you for 1 minute, or until it takes damage. And the Vow of Enmity is, as a bonus action, you can pick a creature within 10 feet of you using your channeled divinity. You gain an advantage on attack rolls against the creature for a minute, or until it drops to 0 hit points or falls unconscious. So again, pretty big reason why I wanted to pair this with my rogue, because that, you know, pick the biggest thing in the room that needs to die now and give yourself advantage against it. So your sneak attack is always active. Then we will continue progressing in Paladin to level 4, where we will either take another feat or we will take an ability score increase. In this case, it might be ability score increase just so I can pump my charisma up, because that's what the spellcasting ability is going to be based off of. And then at level 5 in this class, we get extra attack. Sure, we'll be a level 10 character with 5 levels of rogue, 5 levels of paladin, but we're just going to be dealing so much damage, it does not matter. And yeah, then we go back to rogue for the last 2 levels that are available in the game so far. I guess the best way to put it is this game is amazing and the replayability is through the roof. There is so many options for character creation and different ways you can handle things and just different ways to solve problems. It's been a good distraction from other things. And yeah, that's kind of all I wanted to say about it for right now. I am going to keep this episode just kind of contained to this because I'm tired and would love nothing more than to curl up into a ball and take a nap. So with that, I will see you next time. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening. All of my links can be found in my link tree in the description below. I would like to thank Ian Foss and Cody Mulpey of the band The Crypt for allowing me to use music for my opening and ending, along with Nate and Erica Jacobs for making my original logo. And I would also like to thank Christina McNichol for creating my new logo. And I'll see you next time.